Hi, this is Jessica. I thought I'd walk you through this new moon on December 19, 2025, so that you can predict the future. You've spent almost a year, if you started in January 2025, studying astrology, tarot, and now you can make a quick prediction and test yourself. This new moon falls on Friday, the 19th of December 2025 at 5:43 p.m. in Los Angeles. First of all, you always allow a day before or a day after for the world to catch up on sleep and work cycles. So you would be predicting Thursday the 18th, Friday the 19th, and Saturday the 20th of December. Next, you look at the actual new moon itself. The moon looks like the moon and the sun looks like the sun, and there they both are in the ninth house at 28 degrees of Sagittarius and 24 minutes. Don't worry about the minutes, always work with the first number, the big number. So this is a new moon at 28 Sagittarius. Cast your eye around the rest of the wheel to see if anything else is at 27, 28 or 29. We allow 1 degree difference or 1 degree orb in modern astrology for a pattern to be counted. I'm sure that you can see Neptune is at 29 Pisces in the 12th house. Look to the number 12 on the wheel, back to the number 9, and you can see that that new moon, the sun at 28 Sagittarius, the moon next to it at 28 Sagittarius, are both square. Neptune at 29 Pisces in the 12th house. A square is what you cannot square, what the world cannot square. What is difficult to make fit? What is at sharp angles or right angles? What feels uncomfortable and is not impossible to resolve but takes effort? Neptune looks like King Neptune's trident. It's the fork or the trident symbol at 29 Pisces. Pisces in the 12th house is about religion. Christianity, the fishes, has been associated with Pisces for centuries. So the first thing to say is that what we cannot square here is about religion. It may be about Christianity or other religions which are alongside Christianity. So for example, Islam, or maybe we're talking about the Jewish religion. Your common sense tells you that this is Christmas. We're coming up to the big Christian celebration. So there's something here that can't be squared, and it's about Sagittarius things in the ninth house. It's about foreigners and foreign countries. It may be about academia, which Sagittarius also rules, the world part of the World Wide Web, and also foreigners, foreign countries associated with publishing. So this may be about the web, the book trade, but it's most likely to be about people who have a different nationality and a different language, a different culture, and a different part of the map. Common sense has a lot to do with astrology. It's amazing how people just forget the obvious. And this is really obvious. It's clearly going to be about Gaza. It's going to be about the Christian religion. It may be about parts of it, like the Roman Catholic Church and the Pope, or it may be about the Anglican Church, the Church of England. What cannot be squared here is important because Neptune at 29 Pisces can only be there every few decades. This is quite rare. Now, you could get a new moon pretty much any time over the next few years, but for Neptune to be sat there at 29 Pisces is historic. You could call this legitimately a crossroads. If you or anybody else has factors at 27, 28, 29 of any zodiac sign at all, then you will be affected by the knock-on effects of this square. If you have anything at Sagittarius itself, clearly for you, this is about foreign people or foreign countries. And if you have anything at Pisces, 28, 29, then for you, it's very much about your belief, the belief that you were raised with or not raised with, your faith or your absence of faith, your feelings about God or not God. Understanding that this is a situation globally that can't be squared, and understanding that every single person on the planet has a chart which may offer up something at 27, 28 degrees, 29 degrees, helps you understand that this is perhaps not the time to start a conversation about Gaza at the dinner table or a party. That's just a very practical way of using this. On a more serious note, we could be looking at disruption with international flight. However you play it, this is for you to interpret. I hope that this brief tour around this new moon chart has helped you, and it's a very good idea to make notes for yourself so that you are fully aware of your own prediction, giving yourself marks out of 10 perhaps, and understanding that there is no perfect, it's just your opinion and your own judgment of the chart. These little 5-minute audios are meant to encourage you along the way towards prediction, and the more you test yourself, the more confident you'll become, and also the more rapidly you'll be able to eyeball a chart like this and come to your own conclusions.